Alright guys, as I told you before, you will hear car noises and stuff like that. Unfortunately, because of the factor of where we live, it's a little bit more difficult to handle being able to do reviews as I wanted to in my home, comfort of my own home. But you know what? That's fine. You know? That's perfectly fine. I am driving my husband away from urgent care. Thankfully, he didn't break his foot. I was right. It was just a sprain. Wife was right. One for wife.
Yeah, but they also said to stay off of it.
Yeah, but you gotta work, so.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's kind of like, what you gonna do?
They tell you to stay off of it, and they give you an excuse for one day.
No. But anyway, so. Today, I am going to be, Mr. Squirrel, please do not run in front of my car. I don't want to hit you. No, I mean, seriously, why do squirrels want me to hit them so badly? So go ahead. You have trees in the back of your car. I don't want to face that. Anyway, so today I'm going to be doing a review on a mystery box that I unraveled yesterday on my birthday. And I am going to apologize right now in advance if I say the name wrong, but I think it's called Breach You. I can tell you one thing.
It's a Breach You.
Yeah, I think that's how you say it. It's Breach You. But anyway,
it's basically Brie in front of Pikachu without the Pika.
Yeah. I absolutely loved this mystery box. I got it for my birthday, so first off, I didn't know it was coming. My alters and my best friend, they correspond together, and my husband worked with them. So I didn't know that I was getting this. I just knew I was getting a present.
We also didn't know that it had candy on the inside of it. So, some of the candy.
So, yeah, where they had hit it, it got a little bit warm. If we knew that there was candy in it, they would have probably put it somewhere. But that's why it's called a mystery box. You're not supposed to know what's in it. So, first off, I have to say that I love the personal packaging. The lime green soft tissue stuff that was around the stuff, amazing. I loved it. It was my favorite color. It made me extremely happy to be able to touch it, to play with it. My cat even tried to steal it. Beautiful packaging. I loved it. I felt like my package was secure and that they were taking care of it. And then let's dive into the Yoda duck. The Yoda duck. I got a little Yoda duck in mine. And it was adorable. It was the lime green that I loved. It was a ducky. Come on. Who doesn't love rubber duckies? I absolutely adore them. And it made me ecstatic. And even though my candies, I had a Kit Kat and a Reese's in mine. Even though my candies were melted, they were still good. I mean, amazing. I love that it wasn't overly packed with candy. I like that it wasn't overly packed with the tissue paper. That it just had just the right amount to make the package safe. Now, going more into detail about this mystery box. I can't say everything because I don't have everything in front of me because, of course, I am driving. The next thing that I really adored about this mystery box is I got...
Sheesh. But it's a review. I gotta be in here, too.
Okay, so, yeah. There was a personal note inside of the box. And I absolutely adored that. Because not only did it make me feel like the person actually cared about their customer, but they were apologizing for taking a little bit of time and thank you for being patient. Of course we're going to be patient. You took and you made a mystery box for someone that you didn't even know, and you filled my heart. You and my best friend actually felt amazing. I felt connected. I'm going to have to go the long way to get home because I'm so excited about doing this review. I love that you followed me on TikTok. I love that. I feel like you are connected, and I love that you use my non-binary name on the happy birthday send. I love that. And that made me extremely happy. It made me extremely happy that my non-binary name that I also go by, which is Siren, I loved that it was on the box. I loved it 100%. It made me feel like I had value and that I was important. So, I just have to say 100% love that. I also love that I got a non-binary bandana inside the thing. Now, this was actually my first pride thing since I came out as non-binary and gender fluid and stuff like that. It's the first thing that I got, and I love that I got it for my birthday. I love the gift. I haven't opened it because I didn't want my cat to touch it, but I loved it. I mean, 100% astounded with that. Something else that I really enjoyed was the glass dinosaur skull thing. I love dinosaurs. Heck, I have a dinosaur on my body that is tied up in bondage. I love dinosaurs so much that I have a naughty dinosaur on my arm where everyone can see it. Now, my favorite dinosaur is Blue from Jurassic World, but actually my favorite dinosaur is raptors in general, but Blue is one I really connect with. But I loved it. As soon as I got it, I squeed. And my landlord was like, hey, you, giving you a warning. Noise complaint. I'd be like, I'll gladly take my noise complaint. I'll gladly pay you it. Pacha! But I also love that I got my first ever anime figure with this box as well. Now, I have thought about getting anime figures for a while. I used to, when my mom was alive, I would buy her those glass fairies from the Hamilton collection.
Is it the Alexander Hamilton collection, or is it just the Hamilton collection?
I think it's just called the Hamilton.
Okay. Collection.
But I used to buy her the family. I may be saying the name. No, it was Bradford's Exchange. I'm sorry. Said the wrong name. I used to buy her the fairies from there, and I loved buying them. And I wanted to get me a little bookcase and fill it full of anime figures. I am 100% grateful that my first one came from this box. And the fact that it was Ryuk from Death Note. I don't know how you knew it, but that was my favorite character. I didn't really like Light. I didn't really like L. I liked Ryuk, and I liked Nero. Those were the only two I liked. I kind of liked Mello too, but Mello was a bleh.
Well, what about the movie they did? Where it reflects upon everything that happened in the series, and it actually shows Light as a Shinigami. Did you like him as a Shinigami?
Meh.
I liked him as a Shinigami.
But, yes, this box, this person, they have an Etsy shop. And I actually did research after I got my box and I found out the name. I followed them on TikTok. They followed me back. I also did a look at their Etsy shop. Their prices are reasonable. For a mystery box, their prices are unbelievably reasonable. And then I was watching some of their TikToks and about some of this stuff. You're getting a steal with their prices. I mean, I absolutely adore that the prices are what they are. They're not too expensive and they're not too cheap. I like that they're just right. Was there anything about the box you liked?
Well, quite literally, the Black Butler and the Snorlax really caught my attention.
Oh, yes, the because stickers.
Even though they're stickers, they're so fancy.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, something so personal, because they're things that Luke and I had mentioned that you like, and it wound up in the box. So, that is awesome.
Yes.
But, yes, I liked what they called the, fluffy, I think it was a fluffy skull.
Yeah.
But it's literally the glass dinosaur. What it really is a skeleton holding a plushie inside the suit of a dinosaur that has been stitched together. So that's pretty awesome.
Yes.
I'm thinking about going and looking for more of that series.
It was beautiful. I also like that how I had got some D&D related stuff. And it wasn't too overpowering because I'm just getting into D&D. I love that. And I love the stuff that I got. And I love that even though they got something off of another Etsy shop, they actually wrote down the name of the Etsy shop that they got it from, so that if I wanted to go to that shop, that I could. I love that. That makes me feel like they have respect for other people, and I love that.
Yeah, they're not trying to take credit for other people's stuff. They were literally just letting you know, hey, I built the box, but these are things that I did not do. So, that was pretty cool. Now, the only thing I wish for is maybe a warning for if you're getting it for someone else and it does have chocolate in it, to have a warning like, hey, keep in a cool place, something like that, you know? But other than that, I have no complaints.
I loved it, even though my chocolate was melted. I like melted chocolate, though. He doesn't.
I'm picky about my chocolate.
He didn't get any of it anyway. It was all mine.
Yeah.
It was my chocolate.
What was your birthday chocolate?
Yeah, my chocolate.
Anyway. Ooh. I hope y'all have enjoyed this.
That car was super close. Like, literally, it was my turn. And then they just came flying. But anyway. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this. I would definitely check out this guy, this shop on TikTok. Check out their Etsy. They are well worth it. I am going to be buying from them in the future. Again, I just astounded by how amazing it was. If you have any questions or comments, you can ask them on my TikTok, you can ask them on my Facebook page, you can ask them on this. We'll answer them as soon as we can. I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and remember to dino out.
Dino up. Yeah.